Hello dear listener, it's James here. Just a very quick one to say welcome to the weekend, if it is indeed the weekend for you. To say thank you very much to Simon for a very kind boo. You sounded most cogent after such an early start, and given that I guess you got Perry to do all the work, well done Perry, it's only surprising. It's amazing how long the days can be. But starting at 4 o'clock in the morning and finishing at 2 o'clock at night is kind of odd, really, isn't it? I'm having to edit this, by the way, because massive yawns just spoil the flow of the audio boo. And I'd only be squandering the extra couple of minutes I have. The second thing I'd like to do is to extend a warm welcome to Brennig, who's joined the audio boo community. Please do follow him. He is an erudite and interesting man. He records this reality podcast, and therefore I dare say Simon is aware of his existence, because the UK podcasting community is quite small, intimate. I absolutely love it. It is full of some really interesting, creative and wonderful people who form, in some respects, the subculture of radio, of broadcasting, if you like, and of content, audio content creation in the UK. And it should be celebrated. It's not. And the reason is because I think we all work quite unilaterally, even though we all kind of know each other. But that's another story for another day. It's been a heck of a week for me. I'm glad I've got to the end of it. I'm glad I survived. And I guess the most notable thing about today was the fact that I took my first trip down to Millbank, which the BBC's got an office down there. In fact, it's a very strange building. It's the first time in my life I think I've probably walked the length of the Houses of Parliament, because normally you walk along the embankment and you see the London Wheel and then the Big Ben's, and then you say, look, oh, what a big building. Then you see Westminster Abbey kind of opposite it. But this time I walked the whole length of it to get to Number 4 Millbank, which is a... don't know, it's certainly not an old-fashioned type building, certainly not to the style of the Houses of Parliament, but it's a typical Whitehall office with marble steps, and then you go up to the first floor and you go into the BBC offices there, and there it's kind of like one would imagine a newsroom to be like, except it's got radio and television studios in it, and it's well due for a refit. What I've basically got to do is I've got to install some new servers in there, and there's not really the space for it, so I was sort of negotiating where things might go. I took some photos, and one of the things I've got to do next week, if I get a moment, is to write up the report. It was interesting to see. And it very often, I mean, obviously the Andrew Neil show comes from there, Today in Parliament, Yesterday in Parliament, interviews with politicians, because it's literally just round the corner from Parliament. But walking past the Palace of Westminster, it's called the Palace of Westminster, isn't it? The number of policemen out there, and they had these rather strange things. I'm a bit annoyed with myself that I didn't take a photo. They were kind of like the shape of the cross-section of a propeller, of an aeroplane wing, sort of teardrop shape. Large lumps of metal in the way, sort of just to almost to focus the crowds walking past down into the small lanes. And there were big blocks that could be opened up for, I guess, when the Queen comes in her carriage. It looks unbelievably untidy. But I guess it's all to do with the sort of logistics of protecting the place and making sure people can do what they need to do. It'd be interesting to do a kind of like a video study going from one end of the palace to the other. Just externally to see what you see, you know, obviously you have the tourists constantly taking photos of it, and you and the poor old policeman standing there with Japanese, Italian, probably British, all kinds of people standing next to them getting their photo taken with the policeman with their big round helmets. And on a sunny day like today, it was quite nice. I mean, it was a little bit apprehensive because I'd not been there before, but it was quite nice to see so many people enjoying the kind of tradition of London. And I'm not sure would you get that in any other town in the world? I was very lucky when I went for a day trip to Stockholm that it was the state opening of Parliament there, and the King and the Queen came out, and I was literally, 20 yards from them. Very small crowd of people watching, they waved. And I think, that's amazing. A bit of pomp and circumstance, randomly, before I went to the various different other bits, the old town and things. But I don't think, I don't know, I think maybe Paris, even Paris has got a huge amount of wonderful architecture in Paris and lots of galleries and things, but I'm not sure there is that strange kind of dust on the floor, horses, horse guards parade, changing of the guard. What's the word? I guess it's ritual, is it? It's kind of the things people do. Even the policeman standing outside 10 Downing Street and the bollards on the road there and Whitehall with its sort of, not Pall Mall even, Pall Mall? Never really knew how to pronounce that. Strange place, London. Never really took to it, not least because it is massive. And then you get onto the Victoria line and you go to somewhere like Brixton or Walthamstow in the north and you think, it's a completely different world to that sort of very concentrated area of utter wealth and tradition in the centre. So there we go. That was that was a mild diversion. It's almost like a sensory overload as part of the things I have to do as part of my job. And I guess if I were to be able to take more time to enjoy it, I would do. But I suppose that's one of the things about working in London. You don't really get the chance to be a tourist, do you? Busy weekend ahead. Not too busy, but there's a few things going on. Eleanor and I, just before she went to bed, wrote a list of things to do, not least. When I go into her bedroom, she'd put her head into a duvet. I don't know what it is about children and duvets. I don't know if I did it as a kid. But they like to get inside the duvet with the duvet cover, with the duvet internals. But hers has got a little hole in that she just obviously poked and it just got larger and larger. And she was looking at me with a little beady eye and this massive sort of expanse of fabric. It was like a Doctor Who monster, albeit a friendly, brightly coloured one. But one of the things for tomorrow is for her to have a go on the sewing machine and sew that up. Well, she was very excited about. Then we got to water the plants and we're going out for a bit later on. I think there's a children's group opening or something up in Wigmore that Bess volunteered to help at. Good heavens, I've been going on for hours, so I better close. I shall wish you a good night. And don't forget, please do follow Brennick. He's a very interesting man. And This Reality Pod, I think, is his podcast one, but that's quite quiet at the moment. I love Audioboo, and I love the fact that more people are using it, be it Three Counties Radio, be it podcast people, be it, I don't know, everybody. And long may that continue. I may not be able to listen to them all, but long may it continue anyway. Speak to you later. Have a good night. Bye-bye.